We are now up to Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. We'll be doing Kuf Nun Zayin as well as the first Sif of Kuf Nun Ches. Kuf Nun Zayin Kshiyagia Shar Revius, when the fourth hour comes, Yikva Sudaso. That's a time that you should eat your morning Suda. In Chazal, they used to eat one Suda in the morning and one Suda in the evening. The time for that morning Suda is the beginning of the fourth hour. Vimu Talmud Chacham Vosig Belimudo. If he's a Talmud Chacham, he should not be mafsik his learning at the fourth hour. Yamtin at Shavov, he should wait till the beginning of the sixth hour. V'lo Ya'acher Yoser, he should not be ma'acher more than the sixth hour. And this the Mishnah Berurah explains to mean he shouldn't wait till after the sixth hour. He should really eat at the beginning of the sixth hour. But if he didn't eat yet, he should still eat within the sixth hour and not wait till after the sixth hour. Devek zorek even lechemes im lotam midi betzafra. Because if he hasn't eaten anything until that point, it's as if you have a barrel full of wine, but it's missing some. So you want to raise the wine level, you throw a stone in. That doesn't really accomplish anything. You have the same amount of wine that you had before. The stone is not going to mix with the wine and make it greater. It just looks like you're full. Similarly, you look like you're full. You're filling yourself, but it's not really doing anything for you at that time of day. Now, in terms of the hours, they are shozmanius. Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah also brings that when we measure the hour of eating, that goes by when you wake up. So if someone wakes up at Alos HaShachar, we go from then. If someone wakes up later, then we will go from then. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings a few other things. First of all, he says that one should see to it that by day his meals are lighter than the evening meal, because it'll make you heavier. He doesn't go into the reasons, really. And you are better off by day eating more than once. That you're better off having a light breakfast and a light lunch than having a heavy breakfast and no lunch. Then he brings a Zohar of not preparing food for another day because that's a lack of bitachon. The assumption is that what he means is I'm putting away food for tomorrow because I'm afraid I won't have any. That's a lack of bitachon. Whereas if as a matter of convenience one wants to cook for something for tomorrow and put it in the fridge or freezer, the issue there being time, that there's no isser in planning ahead. Mishnah Berurah also brings a Gemara that you should use the washroom before the meal so that you shouldn't have to use the washroom during the meal. Now also, the Mechaveret said that this is only Imlotam Midi Betzafra. The only time that it's bad to eat after the sixth hour is if you didn't taste anything before. He said that doesn't mean that if you have something light before Lechatchila, you should plan not to eat until later in the day. Even so, it's best that you eat at least within the first half of the day, at least within the sixth hour. Simen Kuf Nun Ches, this is the beginning of Hilchis Netilas Yadayim. So before we start the Mechaber, it would be a good thing to take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph, where he tells us where the din of Netilas Yadayim comes from. Really, the din of Netilas Yadayim Lechulin, which is what we're talking about, washing your hands before you're eating a regular meal, this din is a Takanas Chazal that is built on another Takanas Chazal. To begin with, min haTorah, a person is either tohor or tameh. There is no such thing as a person who is tohor but his hands are tameh. There is no such thing as tumas yadayim midoraisa. Therefore, the halachi is that if a person is going to eat truma, the halachi is that he has to know that he is tohor, that he did not do anything or touch anything that could possibly be metameh him. And if he thinks he may have, then he's got to be metar himself in order to eat truma. Shlomo HaMelech was metakin that a person should have to, a Kohen who's going to eat Truma, has to wash his hands before that. He was metakin the concept of Tumas Yadayim for Truma. That you have to go and wash your hands in order to eat Truma. Chazal were metakin a mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim for Chulin as a Gzeira Otu Truma. Because Yadayim Askani Osem, who knows what you may have touched, may have been something Tameh, and that would possibly be metami the food that you're eating, and that would be aser as a gzeira otu truma, where there is such a thing as tumas yadayim. Another reason brought down is because you may have touched something filthy. This is all within the first category. There's a second category of reasoning. Chazal were metaken this for Kedusha, making your meal something holy. How do you do that? You begin the avoda of the meal by way of washing your hands, similar to the way a kohen begins avoda with rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim. So the Chazal were metaken etilas yadayim before and after the suda, and it was an asmachta of the pasuk of viskadishtem v'yisim kadoshim viskadishtem elu mayim rishonim v'yisim kadoshim elu mayim shniim. So we now go to the Mechaber. Kashebo lecho pas shemavorchan lov hamotzi. When you're about to eat bread that one makes a motzi on, yitol yodov, so you have to wash your hands, afilo eni yodei alehem shum tuma, even though you're unaware of them being tamei, v'yavorech al netilas yodayim, and you make a bracha of al netilas yodayim. Avol apashe ein mavorchan lov hamotzi, kagon lachmanios, pir storti balaz, lachmanios dakos, that is what the Mishnah, later it will find this in the Shulchan Aruch, it was called niblash, which is little, small or thin breads that were not really made for kviya suda. They were made only for a snack. Opas habal bekisnin, or bread that is filled or sweet or brittle, we'll see that later. Tirish pas asuyi im sukuro ushkedim ve'gozin. Ve'eno koveya sudaso aleim, and he's not eating kidei kviya suda, ein tzarech netilas yadayim. Now, with regard to the definition of these things and kviya suda, that we're going to learn later. But the basic halacha is that it's only bread that one makes a motzi on that is mechayev netilas yadayim. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, why is it if the reason is v'yiskadishtem v'yisim kadosh, if the reason is, excuse me, esrach truma, in truma, any time that a person is tameh, he can make truma tameh even if it's not bread. So he says that the majority of truma was dogon, truma daraisa, that is, was grain. And what Chazal did was they decided that since the standard form of grain is suda, it's only a suda that's machayev. Of course, viskadishtem visim kadoshim, making a suda holy act, it would have to be considered a suda for that, and a suda needs bread. The Mishnah Berurah mentions some other halachis. First of all, he says that you have to wash both hands even though you're only eating with one, and you're supposed to wash your right hand first. He also talks about the nusach of the bracha v'tzivanu. If this is a mitzvah of derabbanan, why are we saying v'tzivanu? That's because midaraisa, we have to listen to the chachamim because of lo sasser and kachol ashe yerucha. With regard to somebody that was eating pas kisnin, he's eating cake, and ends up turning it into a kviya suda. So the halacha is that if you're kaveya suda on cake, you have to make a motzi and you have to wash. What's the halacha if you started eating and didn't think that you were going to be kaveya suda on it? So you made a mezonis on it and you didn't wash. And then in the middle you realize, you know, you sit down to a couple of cookies and then you realize you're finishing the box. Do you, at that point, do you make a bracha? So the halacha is that if in what remains there is enough to say for kviya suda, there you would say al netil sudaim a bracha. Whereas if what remains only together with what you already ate, there's a shir kviya suda, there you would not say a bracha of al netil sudaim.